Dave Marino in the morning, Chris Felicia, 9:08. Happy Monday as we're freezing our tookus off here.
Yeah, it's like 8 degrees right now, getting to a high of 24.
Yeah, somebody forgot to pay the heating bill. I don't know. Don't look at me.
I think it was you.
No, I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? But so stay warm. But you know what? It's good only, this is the only good thing,
is that it
reminds us about the coach drive. And we have our friends, Mary Naishi here from Duchess Outreach. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
How are you guys, staying warm?
Yes.
Oh, it's a little cold out there.
It is. And oh, Mary, I like your little snowflake. And you, what? Now, what, this is like a little elf.
Mrs. Claus.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
Every day, white boots to match.
Oh, look at her. Boy, you're not shuffling.
She's dressed
earrings.
For radio.
I love it. That looks great. A reminder that the second leg of our holiday coach drive continues now through the 31st. And this is the kind of day that reminds you, holy smokes, there's people out there that need coats.
Yes.
A lot of folks down on their luck. And this is why we try each and every year, among all the other things that we are blessed to do, is to provide new or gently used coats to people who could use them. Stop by the all-new Mid-Hudson Subaru, our friend Val there on Route 9 in Wappingers, or Ulster Savings Bank branches.
Yeah, Connie
and we love Connie. They're awesome. And are caring for our community partner, Premier Medical Group. And a lot of, none of this, quite frankly, doesn't happen without Duchess Outreach's help. So we appreciate that.
Yes, absolutely. And we thank you all for always giving us this opportunity to be able to ask people to donate coats.
Most definitely. Yeah, Mary, you want to say something?
Yeah, I want to just say, you know, a lot of people get new stuff for Christmas. It's a perfect opportunity to donate your old stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We collect until the end of the month.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. Till the 31st, so literally New Year's Eve, and then, you know, we'll be done. But, we've all done it. Like, you know, especially when you're changing into your, and winter arrived, you know, what, the day or two ago, whatever. I forgot all about it. Someone
I
said,
feel
it's
like
winter.
It arrived
winter's
today.
Here. Yeah. And you're feeling it really today. I mean, yeah, the last 2 days, but woo, you've been really feeling it. So as you're going through your wardrobe and stuff like that, and like you mentioned, Mary, you get new if you're blessed to get new gifts. Take a look at the coats that you have. They're gently used. Maybe in some cases it happens. You get a new coat and it sits there and it's little tag still on it. Yeah. Might be the voice of experience. I don't know.
Please drop off your coats at any Ulster Savings Bank and also our Mid-Hudson Subaru location. We can use sizes 4X and larger, men or women's, and boys' coats. Thank you.
So, boys. So, like you always do, you guys will, as the course of the coat drive happens, you know what's we're deficient in and what we need. And so, it's the large sizes. We need the 4X, right?
Yes, yeah. The larger sizes are wonderful.
Now, remind everyone, Naishi, because it's such an amazing work that you guys do. What happens? You get the coats, and what do you got? You guys sort it all out, and tell us a little bit about that process.
So, we get all the coats, and we sort them out by sizes, by gender, and then we give them out.
Yeah,
to,
you work with like the rotaries and the places. And
they help us move the coats, and then we have several distributions that'll happen. Mary will talk a little bit about those that's coming up.
Yep.
Yeah, we're doing a distribution on the third Friday of January, which is January 17th at the farm stand. We also give away tons of food at the same time. So it's a really good opportunity on 272 Main Street in Poughkeepsie.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of winter essential items that we also will be distributing. We had knitters clubs and all other churches and things that knitted hats and gloves and scarves. So we'll be giving away all of those winter essential items, snow pants, boots. So you all are just super supportive, and we are super appreciative.
I was going to say, you know, you put that out to the knitting community. They love that.
Yep.
They know that this is going somewhere, you know, instead of grandma having 15 pairs of mittens. No, they're not going, someone has to take these. But anyway, it's all good. Again, if you're just joining us, we have Naishi, we have Mary here from Duchess Outreach. DuchessOutreach.org, right, is the website?
Yes, that's the website.
DuchessOutreach.org if you want to learn more about this particular program and all the things that you guys do. It's all there, right?
Everything that we do, we're always looking for volunteers. So I know there's a lot of push for volunteers during the holiday time, but even after the holiday time, if you have some free time, please visit our website, DuchessOutreach.org.
2025 for many folks might be a retirement year, like, you know, whether, you know, working locally here in the Hudson Valley, like, what are you going to do with yourself? What a great organization to impact and help and spend, you make new friends. And
I'm hoping it's going to be my retirement year.
I say, Mary, I feel like you were supposed to retire like 3 years ago.
Yeah. They keep, like the Godfather, they keep pulling you back in, Mary.
Not yet, Mary.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. All right, have we forgotten anything, ladies? I want to make sure we've covered covered everything. Bears repeating one more time the distribution.
Distribution's going to be the Friday, third Friday of the month at the Farm Stand, 272 Main Street. We open it. We start giving away at 9 a.m. Perfect. And I want to say happy holidays to everybody.
Please, yes, absolutely. Anything else you want?
I just want to mention the collection. Please grab your coats that you have. Pick up new coats. Drop them off at any Ulster Savings Bank or Mid-Hudson Subaru locations. And happy holidays to everyone.
Yeah, talk about doing something really nice to round out the year. And you have, again, even get past the holiday, the actual Christmas this week. You have, next week, you're hanging out. Do something really nice. Say, what's one last thing I could do before the year wraps up? And you can donate your gently used coat.
And it's a great way to show kids, too. If you have a few kids at home, you're giving them a new coat for Christmas.
That's a great idea. If you have, take your little one. That's me talking to my boys. Yeah, if you talk to our little ones, show them how to. Great to see you, ladies.
Thank you
so much. We love you so much. Our pleasure. All right. Our friend Lisa Wilson's coming by from Hudson Valley Hospice in a bit. She's scheduled to be here, so we hope to talk to her.